This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In Karnataka, the KRPP leader G. Janardhana Reddy merged his party with the Bharatiya Janata Party today and rejoined the party along with his wife Aruna Lakshmi ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. They joined the party in the presence of party leader B.S. Yediyurappa and state BJP president B.I. Vijayendra. In another political development, Congress has released a list of 5 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Prahlad Gunjal will contest from Kota, Ramchandra Chaudhary from Ajmer, and Sudarshan Rawat from Rajsamand constituencies in Rajasthan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today called on Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. During the meeting, both the leaders exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said his positive sentiments on India's relationship have always been a source of strength for our ties. He said India valued the Singapore Prime Minister's perspectives on the current state of the world. Dr. Jayashankar is on a 3-day visit to Singapore. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister also met the Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. During the meeting, they reviewed the progress of India and Singapore's bilateral cooperation. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets, and seek the blessings of elders. The joy of Holi is visible across Uttar Pradesh from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. In Punjab, the Border Security Force personnel guarding the India's border with Pakistan celebrated Holi by applying lal gulal on each other at various border posts. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced assistance of 1 lakh rupees each in free treatment to the injured persons in the fire incident at Mahakaleshwar Temple at Ujjain. Earlier, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple this morning. The incident took place during Bhasma Aarti. At least 14 people, including priests, have been injured in this incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple Ujjain is very painful and wish for the speedy recovery of all the devotees injured in it. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Minister said a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25-year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily the first-time job seekers. The Indian Coast Guard rescued 5 fishermen from a sinking Indian fishing boat at mid-sea, approximately 50 kilometers from Porbandar yesterday. The ICG's action came in response to an SOS call. ICG ship C-16 quickly arrived in the vicinity of the fishing boat in a short time and launched a rescue and support mission. As the fishing boat was already 75% flooded, it sank 12 kilometers off Porbandar. The UN Security Council for the first time passed a resolution today demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza and the immediate and unconditional release of all the hostages. 14 countries supported the resolution, but the United States, Israel's biggest supporter, abstained from voting. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield blamed Hamas for delaying passing a ceasefire resolution, stating disagreements led to the U.S. abstentions. In tennis, the Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden have advanced to the second round of the Miami Masters ATP 1000 tournament. They defeated the Italian pair of Simone Bilelli and Andrea Vavasori 4-6, 7-6, 10-4. And in IPL cricket, chasing a target of 177 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 56 for 2 in 6.5 overs against Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Punjab Kings made 176 runs in the stipulated 20 overs with Shikhar Dhawan scoring 45 runs off 37 balls for Royal Challengers Glenn Maxwell and Mohammad Shiraz took 2 wickets each. Tomorrow, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the M.H. Davram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.